Your paycheck won't change. It appears an agreement is in the works to keep the payroll tax cut in place. Let's go live now to Capitol Hill, CBS's Bob Foss.
Democrats say they're on board with the unexpected plan put forward by House Republican leaders to extend the expiring payroll tax cut for everyone and just add $100 billion to the deficit. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid.
So payroll tax is going to pass.
But he and other Democrats also want expiring unemployment insurance extended. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who like other Republicans, has long insisted this tax cut be paid for, wouldn't say if he'll go along with the new House Republican plan. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Buzz, CBS News.
China's vice president visiting in Washington has discussed trade, fairness, global economic balance, and human rights through his interpreter, Vice President Xi Jinping.
Given China's huge population, considerable regional diversity, and uneven development, we're still faced with many challenges in improving people's livelihood and advancing human rights.
Greek officials are trying to hold on to the support of richer European nations and banks, but time's running out. They have until tomorrow to agree to another $300 million-plus in cutbacks to get the next tranche of bailout funding.
The Greek government keeps promising to make savings in order to qualify for more loans and then keeps failing to do it. And so if there's a sense that the buck stops here, it's because Europe is running out of patience.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Athens. Protesters in full riot mode damaged and burned scores of buildings in the last few days of upset over the austerity measures. Pretty good chance, and no one wanted to hear this, more big earthquakes are likely in Japan.
The powerful quake that triggered Japan's devastating tsunami last March was centered about 100 miles from the Fukushima nuclear plant. Nevertheless, the plant was heavily damaged and leaked dangerous radiation. Now in the journal Solid Earth, scientists report that the quake also reactivated a fault close to the facility and that another large event is likely in the near future. They warn Japanese officials to strengthen the plant's ability to withstand strong earthquakes.
That's CBS's Barry Bagnato in Washington. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Martin Dempsey, told the Senate today the planned Pentagon budget cuts won't hurt the military. The Pentagon, he says, will keep its decisive edge in the world. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 64 points, Nasdaq's off 16, oil prices about $100 a barrel.
You got to know when to hold them.
Kenny Rogers is holding them right now, thinks he has a pretty good hand against Capitol Records, which he claims has not paid him properly for digital downloads, ringtones, and other uses of his songs. Rogers says Capitol owes him at least $400,000, maybe more. This is CBS News.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible. By switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Sometimes you're just busy. You forget all about Valentine's Day, and there's nothing much open on the way home except the gas station.
For those last-minute Valentine's Day gift hunters, there are some things you may want to avoid.
One of those gasoline station bears that smelled like gasoline, so not really that good of a gift.
I got a blender once.
Household appliance. Not what I was anticipating. Useful. Not too romantic, but, you know, it makes a good piña colada.
Maybe flowers, chocolates, and a nice dinner aren't such a bad idea after all. Jim Melwart, CBS News, Philadelphia.
Walls of shame have become a trend in the Erie, Pennsylvania area. Restaurants and grocery stores have taken to posting security photos on the front window of people who steal or who leave without paying. At one food mart, the proprietor even comes up with simple nicknames like the Kool-Aid Thief, Meat Thief, Soap Thief, and so on. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What if you served and sacrificed for your country, but couldn't get the specialized care, military benefits, and career opportunities you needed? Chris Sullivan was shot and paralyzed in Iraq, and now needs our help to get back into life. Paralyzed Veterans of America is on a mission. Mission ABLE, to help our seriously wounded veterans get the care, benefits, and jobs they've earned. Join the mission now for America's Paralyzed Veterans at mission-able.com.
Yes, 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 yes. Happy Valentine's Day. I have Valentine's Day music. I got a special thing we're going to do here just as soon as this thing gets done saying, here's Bill Benica.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
All right, enough. So did you hear what's going on in San Francisco at the stroke of noon today, which was, you know, 6 minutes ago, exactly six, no, that's 7 minutes ago now, 7 minutes ago. Music will blast all over the shoppers in Union Square. The homeless people in the Hildy Plaza, the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus is going to sing. And if Mayor Ed Lee has his way, San Franciscans from Knob Hill to Noe Valley, the Presidio to Potrero Hill will look up from their computer keyboards, drop what they're doing, and burst into song. The whole idea is everybody in San Francisco right now is probably just finishing up singing I Left My Heart in San Francisco, which is the 50th anniversary of the song itself, but I'm not going to be part of this fun.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care. My love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco, your golden sun.
lot of things. Surfing. Wine. We're the state with the most millionaires. The most nonconformists. The most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Hey, all you Java lovers out there in Radio Land. It's a new year, and that means resolutions are made, and resolutions will be broken. I can tell you about a resolution that was made decades ago that's never been broken, and that's the folks at Slow Roasted Coffee. They made a vow to always keep their standards high, no matter what. That means you'll taste the difference for yourself when you drink Slow Roasted Coffee. That's because your friends at Slow Roasted Coffee continue to provide their loyal customers with the freshest, highest quality coffee priced right in order to earn your continued loyalty. In case you don't already know it, you can enjoy this fine Java at work. Just call Slow Roasted Coffee and let them know you'd like your workplace set up with hot brew pots and slow roasted coffee, which will, of course, perk up the staff. All puns intended. Slow Roasted Coffee, your neighbors and friends.
And your friends and neighbors who slow us a coffee. All right, let's do our, I'm glad we got to do our Left Eye Heart in San Francisco, even though we were a little bit late. I mean, maybe they didn't start right on time either, you know what I'm saying? So maybe we were just absolutely perfect right there. All right, here's the deal. And our music, we're going to have most of our music is going to be by Tony Bennett, our love songs for Valentine's Day. But I have one extra one right here that we're going to hear. And this is called Please Be My Valentine, and it's by E.J. Bizarre. And so he sent it here, and they gave it to me and said, maybe you want to play this. I go, I do. All right, we'll do that right now, though. Let's do our flashback in history according to the Tribune. Our highlight in history on February 14th in 1912, Arizona became the 48th state of the Union as President William Taft signed a proclamation. In 1862, Confederate President Jefferson Davis signed a proclamation making Arizona a Confederate territory, which sounds a little bit far-fetched, but what the heck. In 1895, Oscar Wilde's final play, The Importance of Being Earnest, opened at the St. James Theater in London. In 1929, the St. Valentine's Day Massacre took place in the Chicago garage as 7 rivals of Al Capone's gang were gunned down. 1962, the First Lady, Jacqueline Kennedy, conducted a television tour of the White House in a videotaped special that was broadcast on CBS and NBC, and then several nights later on ABC, because they were more sharing back then. In 1989, Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini called on Muslims to kill Salman Rushdie, author of the Satanic Verses, a novel condemned as blasphemous. He's still alive so far. 1 year ago, the TV game show Jeopardy! Became airing, the first of 3 episodes pitting human players Brad Rutter and Ken Jennings against an IBM computer named Watson. Watson ended up winning with a cumulative total of $77,000 versus 24 for Jennings and 21 for Rutter, and the computer beat him. Here's our birthdays today. TV personality Hugh Downs is 91. Actress-singer Florence Henderson is 78. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is 70. Journalist Carl Bernstein, 68 today. Magician Teller of Penn Inn is 64. Opera singer Renee Fleming is 53. Actress Meg Tilly is 52. Actor Simon Pegg is 42. Holy dump truck. Actor Freddie Highmore is 20 today. So we'll say happy birthday to all of them, and happy birthday to you for cheers today. Most smokehouse barbecues would knock them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad 6 kinds, maybe 1 of 4 burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of sides from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slowtown and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe Barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy birthday to you.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
CalCoastNews.com right here with Bill Becca on KYNS, your news station. Here's some things going on. We got stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff today, I'll tell you. Let's start here. Let's start with affirmative action fight. Not over yet. Another scrap is brewing in a protracted battle over preferred treatment for minority student applicants in California schools as opposition to Prop 209 lingers. challenging the 1996 voter ban on affirmative action based on race or gender are 55 University of California school applicants and an advocacy group contending that developments since passage of the initiative offer the course an opportunity to re-examine the measure. The initiative prohibits preferential treatment for education and state hiring and was passed by a 54% margin. Since then, courts have generally viewed it as race neutral. Governor Jerry Brown announced Monday that the administration will back plaintiffs in the latest court action, asserting the current situation creates an unequal political structure. Previously, an appeals court panel backed Prop 209 and Monday's three-judge panel hinted it would not stray from that path. That's water under the bridge, Judge Wallace Toshima said. You know, there's a bridge involved. All right, so that's what happened with that. And then we already know this, but I guess we'll go ahead and tell you this. The school aid at the Lillian Larson School in San Miguel admitted to deputies that she had sex with a 14-year-old boy she met on campus in late January. She was spotted with him, and then the boy had hickeys on his neck. So that's the end of that story. That's all there is to it. That's all we know. That's all we know about. All right. And then two Templeton residents were arrested for burglary and drug possession. And this was on Friday at the Walmart in Paso Robles. Ricky Soto and Tasha Gamble were taken into custody after a Walmart security guard tipped off law enforcement that the suspect of several North County burglaries was leaving the store. Sheriff's deputies confronted Soto in the parking lot as he approached his vehicle. During a search of Soto's car, deputies discovered paraphernalia related to illegal drug use, black tar heroin, and reported stolen property, for gosh sake. He was charged with possession of illegal drugs, possession of stolen property, black tar in the car, and remains in San Luis Obispo County Jail with bail set at $25,000. Gamble, the passenger in Soto's car, was arrested on suspicion of conspiracy to commit a crime in possession of burglary tools. She posted $2,000 bail and was released. There's the happy couple. And it's Valentine's Day, so that's basically even more special. All right, then we have a story here that we're going to continue the ongoing saga of what's going on in Paso Robles with the police department, and Daniel Blackburn has filed this story, and we'll share some of it. Was it just naughty fun, a little good-natured grope here and there, or were crimes committed? Paso Robles Police Chief Lisa Solomon is being accused of sexual misconduct by a growing group of former and current Paso Robles police officers, then department employees. She also ordered an unlawful traffic ticket, quotas say some. But what exactly do these allegations really mean? A handful of officers have provided details of a mandatory meeting called by Solomon for her supervisory staff during a Super Bowl team-building workshop at the Carmel Valley Lodge. It was held in a hot tub at Solomon's directive. Solomon, after baring her breast to the seven men, slipped her hand under former Sergeant Brennan Lux's swimsuit and touched his thingy there. Officer said another officer was similarly touched after Lux quickly exited, according to witnesses. So there's all kinds of things that go. I'm not going to go through this whole story today. But you can. Go to calcoastnews.com 24/7 and read up on what's going on. This story is in Uncovered San Luis Obispo, posted today by Daniel Blackburn. And that's CalCoast News for today. Thanks for helping me with that.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
San Luis Obispo's Palm Theater is your ticket to cinema for the soul. Jim D's Palm Theater shows first-run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the Slow Theater, where the prices and popcorn are the best in town. Green as a bean, the Palm is also the only solar-powered theater on the Central Coast. Across from the Palm Street parking garage, the Palm on Palm. Cinema for your soul.
Cinema for your soul, babies. All right, let's get to Valentine's Day, find out what's going on, you know, and hickeys and whatnot. This is interesting. Because Whitney Houston, it says, was born in Newark and raised in nearby East Orange. I was born in East Orange. I wasn't raised in Newark, but I was raised nearby there. So that was kind of a weird thing. Anyhow, so she's back there for a funeral and all that, and so they're going to figure out what they're going to do. All right, other things are going on. Let's see what else is happening here. This is the biggest non-story in the entire world as far as I'm concerned. I got a small picture of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover, which is like, who cares? Swimsuit edition. But anyway, this is so 1950s. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, but so she, but she's in a bikini is the difference, you know what I mean? So she says, this girl, her name is Kate Upton, there's a picture of her in the front, she's a little top heavy, and so she's very comfortable in her bikini. So what? Do you know there's newspapers in London that have bare naked women on the pages of it there, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know what's wrong with us. Let's move on. I can't take that anymore. All right, now here's another thing that's going on. I'm confused. I'm a little bit confused because I don't know. I'm trying to think. The last time I was up there, great, I didn't pay attention. Aren't there guardrails all the way down the grade on the fall off side? Aren't there now guardrails the whole way? I thought there were, but anyway, that's not good enough. They're going to put a wall up, and it's going to close the right lane for 6 months. Is it then done? Is it then officially finished, the grade? Yeah, because we've been at this now, this grade, for 5 years at least. Is it officially done then? Okay, I just want to let you know right there. So bicycles will be detoured through Old Stagecoach Road, which is it's a bumpy kind of a thrill, right? County and Cal Fire officials are urging people in Napoleon to lock their vehicles after two car fires and several auto burglaries in recent days. And then they had the other thing, the motorhome was set on fire. So there's all kinds of things going on there in the South Canada, right? And then what else is here? San Francisco. And then this is a story, I guess. The Foo Fighters are an upcoming West Coast fundraising trip will feature Foo Fighters fresh off winning 5 Grammys on Sunday. In San Francisco on Thursday, the president's supporters will hear a performance by the former frontman for Soundgarden, Chris Cornell. So this is to let you know what some of the entertainment is when you go to these fundraisers or whatever. I'm sure it's important. I'm sure. And election season officially opens today. It's like, okay, we can shoot them? Is that the idea? All right. You got to get a license. So state and local political campaigns, which in some cases have been actually up and running for months, take on an official mean today, M-I-E-N, which is kind of interesting, as the 3.5-week nomination period for elected officials begins. Senior Cuddy wrote that. Huh. M-E-I-N. How many times have you used the word mean like that? And the interesting thing is that Bob Cuddy in a recent column said that you should use words that most people are familiar with. Huh. Huh. Harum. All right. Other things are going on in our world. Other important and exciting things. I got to get rid of this locker room story here. It's all tawdry. And I'm looking forward to our Tony Bennett music and our other music, too. And it's funny because Tom came in today, Major Tom, and he said that he was at Vons, and he said, here's all these men standing around a flower scratching their heads and other parts and trying to figure out what it is they're going to do. And I had to go to the VA and have blood drawn today, and I went past a flower shop. There's a shop on Choro and Pacific. There's a little flower shop right there on the corner, and it was packed with guys, just packed. Guys, which is, I'm happy about that, though, you know? Give your gal some flowers, or guy, or whatever you got. Give him some flowers. There's nothing wrong with that. Somebody brought us a pot full of petunias or something. I don't know what it is. And I'm just going to hand that to Nancy again when I get home. So I haven't seen this before. It's been on the front porch now for about a month. I might see if I can pull it up. Anything else going on here? Here's another of these weird little stories. Can I share this with you? You know the What's Your Emergency thing? This was at 1:13 in the morning in Paso Robles. A boy in his late teens wearing a black shirt and plaid pajama pants was seen peeking into the window of a home. Officials contacted the owner of the home, who said her teenage daughter had girlfriends over for the night. The boy was probably one of her friends. Or not, you know. Or not. You know, we talked about that peeping stuff there. Okay. Now, in case you're wondering, you go down and I'm waiting to see how this is going to go because the left turn lane has now been set to a certain size. If you're coming down Broad Street and you get to Santa Barbara and south, because of the new Fresh and Easy Market, they had to put an island there so people could turn left into it. And then if you're turning left down South Street, I was noticing when I was coming back home today from being downtown that the lane was, this was at 10:30,
the lane was completely filled with cars turning left, you know, because the island now has its own lane. And so that's as far. And now if after that, so I don't know what happens when it's not 10:30 in the morning. Any other cars that want to go left down South Street are going to be basically blocking that lane of traffic. I can see this is going to happen. And I can see this is going to be one of those pull your hair out and get drive you crazy kind of things going on. And I can see it now. I'm not trying to warn you. So, and then also up in the Fresh and Easy department is, I haven't been there, is a Village of Broad Street featuring 42 units of varying sizes. And so this is for families that are on low incomes. And so that's what's all there in the back. That was weird. Well, see, when I first started building the place, I thought that was the market. You know, and then they put this thing in the front. I'm going, what the heck's going on here? So anyway, that's really nice. And they're nice looking and all that. And I told you, they did this in Santa Barbara. They did actually in Goleta, where you get off the freeway right there, when not Winchester Canyon, but the next one past that. And you get off and you get to go to Costco there in Santa Barbara, and that shopping center. And they, if you look on the right-hand side, if you're ever down there, they have some nice little housing, and that's the same thing. It's low-income housing. And what they've learned, of course, is unlike building ghettos and, you know, and having the big old funny buildings in the cities that they have, they found out that if you put people in a nice little area, they tend to keep it nice and things stay nice. Yeah. So our idea of projects out here in California is certainly a little bit better than ones in, you know, Chicago, Detroit, New York. Anybody else in the news? Anything else I should know? Well, yeah, let's do this right now. Get that Fresh and Easy Market thing. Let's talk, this is Taco Tuesday. You get a taco's a dollar a holler at Spencer's Fresh Markets. That is the last day for this flyer, so let me tell you what you got going on here on this flyer. So don't forget the Taco Tuesday. Tacos are a dollar holler, and they're good tacos, too. And the meat is actually meat that you can recognize as meat. I'm not saying anything about anybody else's tacos, but I'm just telling you. Anyway, so then they got the sweetheart deals right here. Now, this is, again, today. If you go in today and you want to get flowers, okay, fine. This is a good little deal here. This is a nice little arrangement of flowers. You get three flowers and a vase and everything, and it only costs you $9.99. Three rosebud vase for someone special. And that's the last that ends today, so because it's Valentine's Day, so that makes sense. So you go in there and you get that. In the service deli, you might want to get some Boar's Head maple honey ham, or they have tasty taquitos, 3 for $0.99. So today, you could get tacos and taquitos. You get three taquitos for $0.99. You get yourself a taco for $0.99. Get a beverage here in downtown. That's Spanish rice or refried beans for $1.99 a pound, and you don't want a whole pound of it, but you can get, you know, you can buy quarter pounds and stuff in those little containers. I think the Mexican lunch is set for you today at Spencer's Fresh Markets, don't you? Jalapeno potato salad or jalapeno macaroni salad, the whole thing's right there. It all sounds very, very Mexican lunch to me. And they have a chicken peppercorn sandwich. So this is it today. Today's the day right there for Valentine's Day, you know what I mean? Get heartburn. Cheddar jalapeno sausage is on sale for $2.99 a pound. They have other wonderful. Here's the other idea that it's probably a lot easier to make them yourself, you know what I mean? Rose Italian or Swedish meatballs, you know, the regular meatballs or the Swedish meatballs, it's $3.79 for a big old 12-ounce package of meatballs. I get that. Then they have dollar values out the wazoo, 2 for $5 on Hanson's apple juice or blends, 2 for $3, Sun Vista Pinto black or chili beans, 2 for $3, mozzarella, peppers, or vegetable thingies, 5 for $2, Nissan cup noodles, that's a 10 cents a shot. It's 20 cents a shot, so that's pretty good. Am I right about that? Well, it's 40 cents a shot. That's cheap. All right, so here's the thing. 2 for $5. I shouldn't try to do the math quick in my head. Betty Crocker brownie mix, 2 for $3. Morehouse yellow mustard, 2 for $5. Carol Shelby's chili kit. Is he still around? Is he making cars or anything? Anyway. And Top Ramen noodles, 4 for $1. That's 25 cents each. I got that down. Spencer's Fresh Markets, where Valentine's Day is a great day to be shopping there. And they're in 5 locations on the Central Coast in San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Rio Grande, and Santa Maria. That's it. We're going to do the. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have our special Valentine's song. That's called "Please Be My Valentine."
I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a million-dollar smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place. Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenient. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Herring? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
Times are tough. I bet 100 advertising people have knocked on your door. Bill Benica has been broadcasting through the tough times and the good times on the Central Coast for 35 years. Bill's Talk is Cheap came on the air about 15 years ago. A dozen of Bill's sponsors have been with Bill the entire time, and some for 5 to 10 years prior to that. Like his sponsors, Talk is Cheap listeners are the most loyal in the San Luis Obispo County. Bill is the only recipient of a New Times Best Of Award for local advertising. These tough times have opened up space for new sponsors on Talk is Cheap. In addition, Bill's alliance with CalCoastNews.com brings new, never-before-offered packages that can inform your loyal customers and a broad base of new customers. Call Katie at 786-2570 and leave a callback number. Leave your message at 786-2570. It can truly be better with Bill Benica's Talk is Cheap and CalCoastNews.com. Call today.
Please be my Valentine. Hey, I thought that was pretty good. That was from E.J. Bizarre. And here's what it said. Originally released in 1992 on Eddie Spaghetti's Greatest Hits album, the horn section was added in 1997 and released for Valentine's Day in 1998. The Loveland, Colorado Chamber of Commerce has used as a theme song for its famous Valentine's restamping event ever since then. On Valentine's Day 2010, Please Be My Valentine was featured on CBS Sunday Morning Show, the story about the Loveland Valentine event. So when we got to hear it here, right here. This is You Heard It Here on 1340 KYNS. Talk is Cheap with Bill Benica. I liked it. All right, the rest of our Valentine music will be provided by Mr. Tony Bennett himself. Okay, we have a story here in about 5 seconds, and there's a reason I do that, but it's not important why. But in about 5 seconds, we're going to have a story about closer look at Bobby Christina Brown, Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston's daughter.
Good ecology.
Snapped outside of a Los Angeles restaurant just last week, these are among the last photos ever taken of Whitney Houston, her former husband Bobby Brown, and their only child, Bobby Christina Brown, together sharing a dinner like old times. Just 18, a family friend says the young woman has been overwhelmed by her mother's death, a sharp contrast to the smiling teen who appeared with her mom on Good Morning America a few years back.
Clap your hands.
Last fall, she created a small sensation when she posted this video of herself on YouTube.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
But if Bobby Christina has shown hints of her musical pedigree, she's also displayed some of the family knack for controversy.
I can figure it's for you to take me out.
Bobby Christina was born in early 1993 while her mother was still riding a wave of media excitement over her role in The Bodyguard and her marriage to R&B star Bobby Brown 7 months earlier. But within a few years, her parents were openly battling addiction problems, frequently battling each other. And audiences were watching Bobby Christina's struggles on the Bravo Channel reality show Being Bobby Brown that first aired in 2005. The program ended after one season. However, the problems went on. The couple divorced in 2007. Whitney took custody of their child, and once again it lit up the tabloids. Since then, Bobby Christina has made headlines of her own. She's been cited by police for underage drinking. A celebrity website, MediaTakeout.com, posted a picture allegedly showing her with an assault rifle. And just last year, she defended herself against accusations from the National Enquirer that she was using cocaine, tweeting, "It's really not what it looks like." She went on to wage a public war of words on the internet with a former friend whom she said orchestrated the whole thing. Through it all, Whitney Houston made it clear how much she admired her daughter. Just a few months ago, promoting a film on Extra, she said this.
My daughter is my greatest inspiration. She has trained me for this role.
A source close to the family says Bobby Christina may now spend time with her grandmother in New Jersey. Tom Foreman, CNN, Washington.
So Bobby Christina looks like her dad. She has a gap on teeth like her dad. And she doesn't sing like her mom at all, from what I can tell right there. Which is too bad.
Icky.
All right, so that's what's going on with the daughter. So anyway, so she looks like she's gonna have some problems already. Okay, well, yeah, the apples often don't fall far from the tree, as they say.
Yeah, these things are happening here.
Oh, let me mention, by the way, Swiss Dental Center, because Carol Phillips, Dr. Carol Phillips, is there doing teeth and whatnot, and then she can fix you up, and so you can have a nice smile and everything. I did a couple commercials for her. They're going to start tomorrow. I'm throwing that out just to let you know. So I'm excited about it. Anyway, so get your teeth done. Have teeth. Teeth are important. You know, look at yourself. Teeth are fundamentally important to you. Okay. Even skulls have teeth, you know what I mean? They find old bones. Anyway, let's move on. South County drilling plan heads down the tough road. County planners will hold first hearing on controversial project on February 23rd. So here's what they want to do. They want to go out to Wasn, as you well know, and they have shale, but they don't have to frack it. They don't have to do any fracking. Crack-a-lacking and the fracking. They don't have to do any of that stuff. They just have to get it. I don't know exactly how they get it. But anyway, they get it. And then it's kind of behind the hill. Kind of. It's actually not. It's actually on a ridge line. And you know what the big stink that we make in this county about people having houses on a ridge line? You know, I don't understand exactly how it works, but you know, I'm not going to have a house on a ridge line, so I'm not concerned about it. But the thing is that so these oil wells are going to be there, and so a lot of people in the Wasden Valley, they're not big on that whole thing, which you can understand. But the other thing too is the interesting thing is we're kind of funny. We're a little bit contradictory as people, and you have to admit this. But you know, I understand that not in my backyard. You know what I mean? If somebody said, "Bill, we want to put an oil well in your backyard," I'd probably say, "I don't think so. I don't think I want that." And yet, that somebody would say to you, the next thing that come out of their mouth is, "Well, do you want energy independence or don't you?" Yeah, but not in my backyard. You know what I mean? I wanted independence some other way. So that's, you know, sorry, that's kind of, planning the apartment has already said they don't think this is a good idea. County planners recommend the project be denied. Project has met with resistance from one of the Wasilla Valley residents, as I've said. And so they would they predict the oil company Acceleron would propose pumping as much as 1,000 barrels of oil a day at the Menkins Ranch in the Wasilla Valley. The facility would consist of two well pads and a shipping center that would fill as many as 6 tanker trucks in a day. Where's this oil go to? Anyway, does it go to us? Because, you know, that whole pipeline, they're saying the pipeline that they want to put out in the middle of nowhere. They say that that's all going to go to other countries. But then remember I told you, we read the other day, that the largest export we have is petroleum. I know it doesn't make any sense. I don't get it here. Anyway, many of the impacts, it says, would be short-term and limited drilling operations, and visual impacts could be minimized by screening the well pad with vegetation. The company initiated 144 mitigations to lessen the effects of the project. Holy cow. As important as the company are the benefits of the community in the form of 35 head of household jobs, nearly 100 construction jobs, more than $370,000 in yearly tax revenue to the county's general fund. To sweeten the deal, Acceleron is offered to pay $1 per barrel of oil into a fund that will pay for the installation of solar power in schools in the county. The project went to full production, $365,000 a year would go into that fund. So you say there's money to be made here. There's money to be made. Now, let me ask you a question. Can I ask a question to be honest about this? Because the Wasilla Valley must have a definite, defined limits that must go from one road, whatever it is, Wasilla Road, to here, to there, to whatever. Isn't that true? I mean, there's something that's Wasilla that would be considered Wasilla Valley. Now, in Alaska, all the residents get money. You know, they pump the oil out, and everybody gets a couple $1,000 a year. Now, I bet if you said to the people in Wasilla, here's what we're going to do. We're going to sweeten the deal. We're going to give you a couple $1,000 a year for pumping this oil. They might change their mind a bit. Say, oh, well, okay. I'm not exactly sure how much they get in Alaska, but that's everybody in Alaska, for God's sake. Okay, other things that happen. I'm a little confused here because I was under the impression that the Governor Brown had said that the people weren't going to be able to take over state parks. They were just going to shutter them up for now. But now they're saying something else, so I don't know where that happened. I don't know where the old switcheroo happened, but anyway. Want to run a state park with the California Department of Parks and Rec facing the prospect of having to cut $22 million from the coming year's budget. The agency is looking at finding people and groups to take over the operation, or at least the funding of parks that's slated for closure. Aims to hold workshops in 5 cities over the next 4 weeks to teach people how they might be able to swing an operating agreement for one of the 70 parks in the chopping block. One, of course, is right here, and it's Morro Beach, Morro Strand Park. So where's another part of this? Okay, so here's what they said. In San Luis County, the one state park slated for closure is Morro Strand State Beach Campground. It consists of 84 campsites. The closure of the campground could cost the local economy as much as $2.5 million a year. The city and Chamber of Commerce are working with state parks to prevent the closure by identifying a nonprofit group or concessionaire to run the campground, although none has been found yet. I'll run it. Not anymore. Anyway, that's the deal right there. But I thought the governor said that he wasn't going to do that. Now all of a sudden we're doing it again? Well, I'll tell you what, you can't afford to take a nap these days. I'm at the age where I enjoy a nap. Right? Yeah, you gotta get to the point that you can't have one, because you'll miss something. I missed something already. All right. Republicans are averse tax on a payroll, or of course on the payroll tax. They were previously unwilling to extend the 2% tax cut. In the abrupt about-face, House GOP leaders announced Monday they are willing to extend the 2% point cut in the payroll tax to the end of the year and add the approximately $100 billion cost of the nation's $15 trillion debt. House Speaker John Boehner and Majority Leader Eric Cantor of Virginia and Whip Kevin McCarthy of California said the House could vote on the payroll tax measure this week, but the fate of unemployment benefits for millions of the long-term jobless and efforts to forestall a disaster are up in the air right now at the whole thing. Schedule cuts to fees and all that. So it's good. It's almost really hard to comprehend people that have been out of work for so long and cannot find work. And now there's this new thing that's gone on about, you know, if you're not working, you haven't been working, then somebody thinks, well, maybe you're not a good worker. And so they don't hire you. It's like it's the world gone mad. It's a world gone mad for people in this predicament. I feel really, really, really bad for them. All right, what else we got? Fly to sexy skies for $500. I'm not sure. I don't know that I know for sure what it is, but we're going to find out. Fly to sexy skies for $500.
High Club. We bill it as romantic airplane rides.
Dave McDonald calls himself the captain, not of the Love Boat, of the Love Amelia.
We're the only company, at least in the U.S., that does this as a business.
Dave's talking about this romantic ride in the sky with chocolate and champagne. What you do behind the curtain a mile high is up to you. It's a labor of love, and believe it or not, it isn't new. McDonald and his wife introduced it to conservative Cincinnati more than two decades ago.
It puts pizza on the table and gas in the tanks when everything else is running slow.
In here, regardless of the weather, it's a bumpy ride, but Dave promises he's oblivious in the cockpit. The racy outfits may be a little harder to miss.
It'll, particularly ladies, they'll have coats on and nothing on underneath.
The first liftoff dates back to 1991, and there have been many more since.
We've done a blind date, which was real interesting.
We did an 80th birthday.
We've done several weddings in the plane.
Those can be tricky.
One was kind of funny because the justice of the peace was from Kenton County, Kentucky, so we had to circle Kenton County.
But the cheeky ploy sometimes turns into a relationship litmus test. Almost always women purchase the ride, but they don't always have a co-pilot.
And we've had five that we know of, five men that have refused to go on these flights, and ultimately it wound up in divorce.
And we had to ask, yes, Amelia does have a love child.
She brought balloons, she brought presents, she brought cookies and all this kind of thing. And a few months later, she came by and they were expecting.
Expecting what? Anyway, so there it is, $500. You can do the mile high thing right there. And they got a company that does it. I thought that was exciting. I thought Valentine's Day. Now, here's what I couldn't tell. There's a back door to the plane, okay? There's the plane where there's the door that the pilot gets in and the co-pilot, if there is one. And then there was a door to the back. And then it has kind of like, I don't know how to call this, but it's kind of like a sofa-like looking thing. And I wasn't sure it was behind that. Is there a partition of any kind? If women are going to go up there and take off their jackets and whatnot. Are there partitions between the pilot and the one? No other guy likes to just... Anyway, by the friendly skies, the very friendly skies right there. So that's what's going on Valentine's Day. I'm happy to share it with you, too. All right, other things are going on. People in the news and why they're there. China's next president's going to visit Obama. And let's see what else is going on. Let me see. Michigan to Romney, go away. What? What? Opinion. Santorum living in the Stone Age. Can I be honest? I don't know something about Rick Santorum. They said anybody that has an internet connection, which I have, but I don't really look up candidates. I don't. I hear enough from them without having to go look them up. You know. But apparently Rick Santorum said something back 5 years ago or so that involved, all in one sentence, bestiality, homosexuality, and what was the other, some other perversion. He called it a perversion. I don't know. What do you call it? Incest or something. I think, did he say they were all the same? Is that what he was saying? Anyway, but he sounded like a different duck. All right, let's see what else is going on. Perry to run again? I don't know. Israel's blaming Iran, which isn't a good thing, as you can imagine. Here's another thing. Kate Upton on the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover. Boy, is this the deal? That's about it. That's all I can find that I thought I need to share with you right now. But we'll see if we can find anything else on the internet. That was internet news. Internet news, headlines, and what's going on. All right. Other things that are happening on this Valentine's Day. There's a long, big thing about Whitney Houston being found in the bathtub, and she was underwater, and she was unconscious, which is usually what happens when you're underwater in a bathtub. Is that not true? Anyway, but then they had some pills, but the guy said there was no more pills than a lot of people have had in their own medicine cabinets. And so the whole issue is they don't really know what's the... And they say it takes weeks to find out what actually killed her. So, and I guess... I don't know if they... She's being buried. I don't know what they... What, they take stuff out? I don't know. Anyway, she's being buried.
All right, other things are going on. Other things are going on here. Okay. Obama proposed a $3.8 trillion budget for 2013, and you have to look at all the thing and what it's for and what you get, who gets what and who doesn't get why and all that kind of stuff. It's a, it's long and goes up. Here's the, here's, was this it? Was this where I saw this thing? No. Here's something else thing. Poll shows Santorum and Romney trailing Obama. Right, just a little update there. Right? Now, other things are going on in the state of California. The state of the state. We need to find out what's going on. California utility regulators are investigating PG&E's pipeline safety practices or lack thereof after two welders claim that some of the company's lines contain weld defects and the repairs have not been made properly. That's good news. That's what we like to hear. Okay. That's a strange story. Renowned, and here's another really weird story. Holy cow, this is called a triple double waxing thing. Renowned former ballet dancer, actress, and teacher Zena Bethune was hit by two vehicles and killed after getting out of her car in an apparent attempt to help a wounded animal, authorities said. Now, here she's 66. Here she left the car early Sunday, got out to help what turned out to be a dead opossum. What were you going to do for a dead opossum? Anyway, so the police said she was hit by an eastbound vehicle, then thrown in the opposite lane where she was hit by a westbound vehicle. That was a good day. Okay. Now, here's, you know, this is when it can get scary right here. Displaying guns, vests, and other military gear, a prosecutor told jurors Monday that members of a Midwest militia were willing to go to war in an extraordinary plot to kill a police officer as a springboard to a broader rebellion against the U.S. government. Some of the evidence was placed directly in front of the jury box as trial opened for seven members of a group called Huttery, who are charged with conspiring to commit sedition as well as weapons crimes. Still, defense attorneys dismissed any talk by the defendants as little more than fantasy and equated the group to more than a social club than a militia. Aha, social club. That's what happened. Then the McDonald's Corporation said Monday that it would begin working with its pork suppliers to phase out the use of so-called gestational crates, the tiny stalls in which sows are housed while pregnant. Animal rights advocates singled out the crates known as sow stalls as inhumane, and several states have moved to ban or restrict their use not only in pork production but also in the production of eggs and veal. McDonald's believes gestation stalls are not a sustainable production system for the future, somebody said. Something is important. There are alternatives we think are better for the welfare of sows. A little more than 2 feet by 7 feet, sow stalls are too small for a pregnant pig to turn around in. About 60% to 70% of more than 5 million breeding sows in the United States are kept in the crates. Now, I understand how people feel about that kind of stuff. You know? The only thing I don't understand is that, you know, if you were raised the entire time, if you were raised in a crate, you know, and you couldn't turn around, it's like when they find children that have been raised in basements and whatnot, they say, and they think all people are raised in basements. So if you're raised in a crate, you can't turn around in, and you never knew anything else. Do you know that you can't turn around? Would you even know to turn around if the crate was bigger? I'm just asking. I don't know how animals think. Not the faintest idea. All right. Well, Syria is really a problem. Syria, and here's what they're saying. About 6,000 people have been killed in Syria. And you say, that's a lot of people. Well, they say, but not compared to lots of other places, you know. I mean, you know, there's other places where a lot more people. Rwanda, for instance, you know, 100,000 people were killed. And then you got Somalia, more than 6,000 people have been killed in some of these other places. And so they're sort of saying that it has to get worse before anybody decides that they're going to intervene. In Syria, which I find it extraordinary. I find it absolutely extraordinary to see what's going on in that section of the world, and now what's going on with this tank shelling and mortaring of civilian populations, and everybody's just going, well, it's like what? Okay. Well, we better read this because it says it here, right? Israel blamed Iran on Monday for bomb attacks on its diplomats' cars in India and Georgia, heightening concerns that the Jewish state was moving closer to striking its archenemy. Iran denied responsibility for the attacks and appeared to be a mirror of the recent killings of Iranian nuclear scientists that Tehran blamed on Israel. Last New Delhi said a car blazed and injured 4 people. In Georgia, it was discovered before it went off. Iran is behind these attacks, and it's the largest terror exporter in the world, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told lawmakers from his Likud party.
So there they go. Kent Nagano, our orchestra guy, Kent Nagano's dad, George, passed away. And I was familiar with George Nagano because the apartment I lived in, they were more like condos, really, but the apartment I lived in was designed and built. He was a well-known architect in the county, and he was our landlord for, he was my landlord for about 6 years. Here's a, boy, this is a wild story. We got time for this story? Yeah, we got time for this stuff. Now, here it is. This is wild. Luke Skywalker would be proud. A rebel alliance has formed in the hills north of San Francisco to fight a perceived evil empire. The alliance is a group of Marin County homeowners. Their phantom menace is George Lucas, the world-renowned filmmaker whose Star Wars trilogy skyrocketed him to acclaim and fortune. The plot is simple. Lucas wants to expand his filmmaking empire in the Quiet Valley and has been home to his Skywalker Ranch for 3 decades, building a 270,000-square-foot digital media production compound on his historic farmland known as Grady Ranch. Neighbors say the massive structure will constrain their lifestyle with additional noise, traffic, and harmful environmental impacts on the pristine countryside. But the plot thickens. Other neighbors say Lucas has been a stellar neighbor and a steward of the land who has protected massive swaths of agricultural acreage from housing developments while bringing jobs and tax-paying residents to the community. It will now all play out before what was likely to be a wide audience at the Marin County Planning Commission meeting on February 27th. So when the plan was passed in 1996, everybody had George Lucas stars in their eyes, and whatever he wanted, they were happy to give him. Now they're saying, well, maybe not, maybe not. And the thing I don't understand is George Lucas just 2 weeks ago said that he was thinking about retiring. I took a nap again, apparently. Because something happened. Something happened. Now, this isn't a nap. This is an app. Here's an app before your nap. Therapy can be as close as your smartphone. There you go, right there. The very idea of psychotherapy seems to defy instant access, video screen chatter, or popular digital culture. Not for long, if some scientists have their way. In the past few years, researchers have been testing simple video gaming programs aimed at relieving common problems such as anxiety and depression. These recent results have been encouraging enough that investigators are now delivering the programs on smartphones. Therapy apps, in effect, that may soon make psychological help accessible anytime, anywhere, whether in a grocery store line, the bus, or just before a work presentation. So if you have an anxiety, it shows everybody in their underwear. That's what you're supposed to think about when you get in front of people, everybody in their underwear. Which is, before I got used to having to speak in front of people, that made me more nervous than anything, was to think all the people in underwear. Yeah, so there's that. Now, speaking of these, here's the psychology thing, but let me go back. Let's go backwards here, because I happen to notice this today. You know, they have a thought for the day. So if psychologists think it's a good idea to have an app for your phone that'll help you psychologically, let me read this one. This was from R.D. Lang, L-A-I-N-G, a Scottish psychiatrist who was born in 1927, died in 1989. It says, and I quote, "We are effectively destroying ourselves by violence masquerading as love." Is that spousal abuse? What's he talking about? I have no idea what that man's talking about. I just have to say true. But I don't have the app. See, if I had the app, I could maybe look it up. No, I have it. It's not fair. That's not fair when you need an app and you don't have it. Doesn't seem like it helps at all. Yeah, let me see what else is going on here in our world. Let's see what else we got. Okay, I'm checking up here again because I want to find out if there's anything going on in our video world that we need to know about, because you know, there's always something crazy, wild and crazy going on as we learn about things on a day-to-day basis when it comes up. Weather Wizard says we're going to continue to have pretty chilly weather, but no rain in the forecast till maybe next weekend. And we are... And we're going to have warmest it's going to be is around 70 degrees tomorrow. Okay. Well, here they have Valentine lovers in here. Here's what they have. Let's see what they got. All kinds of Valentine stuff. Let's do a Valentine thing. Okay. Dealing with love in the workplace. You want to do that? I don't have time for all these. Do I have time for this one? No, I've run out of time this hour. Dang, I just ran out of time. Okay, so we'll get to some of these things in the next hour because they have all kinds of things that you should know about for Valentine's Day. I think we should pass those on. If you figure there's an app, a psychological app to help you out, you know, because you're about to do a major presentation at work, if that's possible, if that is possible, which appears it is. But I believe that we should see where else we can go with this app thing. All right, and let me mention this when we come back at 106. When we come back, we'll be having music from Tony Bennett again, so we'll have some romantic music from Tony, his own self. We're in San Francisco today. Everybody in the city sang I Left My Heart in San Francisco, celebrating the 50th anniversary of that song and of their own city by the bay and the cable cars and the stars and all that. So it was very, very nice to think of San Fran today.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. President Obama wants to get rid of America's nuclear weapons. He said so in 2009, and there is word he wants to make sharp cuts in the nuclear force soon. Daryl Kimball at the Arms Control Association.
I think this is welcome news if the president is rethinking outdated Cold War plans for nuclear war fighting.
Among the options the administration is considering, according to the Associated Press, is one to cut the number of deployed American nukes by 80%. The last time the U.S. had only 300 deployed nuclear weapons was 1950. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff has been assuring the Senate that after the deep budget cuts at the Pentagon, the U.S. military will still have a decisive edge over any other.
Senators like John McCain and Joseph Lieberman aren't convinced the budget cuts don't go too far.
I do not fully endorse this budget request.
I consider this budget to represent unacceptable risk.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta's response?
When you shave the budget by $500 billion, it leaves very little margin of error.
Right.
And that, I think, is probably the biggest risk of all.
But Panetta says the overall risks from a smaller force are acceptable. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
The U.S. and Europe are considering an unprecedented punishment of Iran over nuclear weapons. The Iran would be tossed out of an independent financial clearinghouse crucial to Tehran's overseas oil sales. China's vice president is visiting in Washington. Xi Jinping got an earful about not just common ground with the U.S., but differences of opinion and policy, too.
The need to rebalance the global economy, to protect intellectual property rights and trade secrets, to address China's undervalued exchange rate, to level the competitive playing field.
That's Vice President Joe Biden. Republicans have proposed giving Democrats what they wanted, an extension of the 2% federal tax cut without finding budget cuts to pay for it. White House spokesman Jay Carney reviews the bouncing ball.
Republicans who once declared that the tax cuts never have to be paid for, then insisted that tax cuts for working Americans had to be paid for, are now saying that perhaps the tax cuts don't need to be paid for, these same tax cuts.
The president said he also wants unemployment checks extended again, and would sign the bill to do it right away. More money would have to be borrowed to do all of it. On Wall Street, pretty flat at the close. The Dow down just 4.5 points. NASDAQ off a fraction. Oil prices at more than $100 a barrel. Valentine's Day, and a lot of people are or have been in a workplace romance.
38% of workers said they've dated a coworker, and actually nearly a third of them went on to marry that person.
Jennifer Grass at Career Builder. Dating the boss? Not so many went there.
Nearly one in five said that they have dated the boss, and that can be a really tricky situation.
When the candle flame goes out, maybe you've noticed, there tends to be an untimely little wisp of smoke. This is CBS News.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
If you have a sinus infection, you may want to just wait till you get better on your own. Antibiotics, according to the latest research, not the answer.
A study in the Journal of the American Medical Association suggests antibiotics should not be prescribed for severe sinus infections.
We had expected that the use of antibiotics would get patients feeling better quicker,
says Washington University researcher Dr. Jay Piccirillo.
And that's just not what we found.
People using other remedies had the same results. Same number of lost work days, same recurrence rates. Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
You've got to give Facebook credit for efficiently getting the word out. When Arthur Pillart III realized police in Saxonburg, Pennsylvania were onto him, he bade his friends farewell on Facebook just before going to the police station to turn himself in. He said robbing that bank was the dumbest thing he'd ever done. And he said, as for now, I'll be in the Butler County Prison. I love everybody. Peace out. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
A message from Walmart to the average man. Tuesday, February 14th is Valentine's Day. The 14th of February is Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is February 14th. Show her she's always on your mind with Russell Stover chocolate hearts, Lindt Lindor chocolates, and Fantasy by Britney Spears perfume. So be ready for Valentine's Day with low prices every day on everything, all backed by our ad match guarantee. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Tuesday, February 14th is Valentine's Day. Who knew?
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Prizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Prizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king, and foolish though it may seem, to me everything, the mere idea of you. The longing here for you you'll never know. How slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in air. your eyes and stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower. Your eyes and stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
This is Talk is Cheap, the Friends and Neighbors Network, with Bill Benica.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed, which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more Cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter Internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shoe Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
You're Bill Becker, talking to Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS. I have phone numbers in case you want to use them, and you often don't. 786-2578. That's 786-2578 and 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. Okay, I told you we have some a few tidbits, or a few Valentine's tidbits here, right? And so this one will play in 30 seconds. This is called The Sex Cookbook Adds Flavor to Love Life.
Assembly lines that fix themselves. The most innovative companies are doing things they never could before by building on the Cisco Intelligent Network.
What better combination is food and sex? My name is Sian Zinka Smith, and I am the author of the Sizzling New Cookbook, Let's Have Recipes, Ingredients for Stimulation. We use aphrodisiac ingredients in all of the recipes for increased sexual desire, increased libido in both men and women. This recipe is entitled Rendezvous. Mahi-mahi, Parmesan-crusted mahi-mahi with on a bed of arugula, as well as with a side of coconut rice. The aphrodisiac ingredients for this particular recipe include the coconut and the coconut rice. Well, we use the coconut milk. Ladies, again, and gentlemen, make sure that you are dolled up as you're fixing these recipes. You're sexy. You want to exude sexiness. You want, you know, you want the attitude of not only are you going to want to eat this, but hi, I'm available as well for dessert if you like. Last but not least is the dessert. We're going to be building a peach parfait, which in the book, the suggestive sexy name for it is Juicy. Peaches are, they're considered a seductive fruit. The texture, the slice of the peach one, the angle that normally peaches are cut in. So like our peach parfait, Juicy, you know, build up to the experience. Take the time out, explore each other, learn different things, figure out new ways to, you know, reinvent the wheel, and that way it can be mutually beneficial and satisfying to both parties.
That's it right there, the sexy cookbook, and it's got the aphrodite. I've eaten the peaches, not going to rouse a single time, but I don't know. Speaking of that, in the newspaper here the other day that I came across, and this was this is kind of interesting right here. A Southern California firm recalling an herbal female sexual enhancement supplement because it contains a drug not listed on the label. Irvine-based Regenica said Saturday it will voluntarily pull region around, and drug administration analysts confirmed the presence of Tadafil. Tadafil is an FDA-approved drug used as treatment for male erectile dysfunction. Is not listed among region arouses, I don't know how to even say this, ingredients. For some users, Tadafil could interact with nitrates found in some prescription drugs and lower blood pressure to dangerous levels. I thought the whole idea was it would raise the blood pressure.
Yeah, I don't know. Watch out, though. Be careful what you're doing. That's what I'm telling you right there.
Be careful what you're doing. Even that herbal gerbil stuff.
Okay.
Herbal stuff. All right, there you go. Okay, what else is in our world today? Apple's being raked over the coals on how their things are being made. So an independent group will help the company inspect conditions amid growing furor. Apple said Monday that it has asked an outside organization to conduct special audits of working conditions inside Chinese factories where iPhones, iPads, and other Apple products are manufactured. Stating about face for the company that has potential to affect the electronics industry, Apple asked the organization to identify particular facilities where abuses are discovered. And, of course, the question is, will there be abuses when they go to look at for them, you know, and then will the abuse continue after they're gone? It's a cat and mouse game, I would say. Now, this is advice after a digital romance disconnects. Wait, we got digital romancing. Here's romance first. Let's do the romancing via texting first, okay? Do love tests cheapen romance? CNN's Kira Phillips talks with women's health blogger Danielle Matthews about that. All right, so we're going to, and that's going to play a few seconds too. So we're going to do this first before we get into this one here. Advice after digital romance disconnects. Now this is when you start to connect on one of these.
You're not moving forward. It's moving backward. Introducing the Lexus Enform App Suite. Available now on the all-new 2013 Lexus GS. There's no going back.
Okay, TV2M, KOTL, BCOY. Okay, I'm in my 40s and I have no idea what any of that means. What happened to poems, love letters, romantic dinners, you know, courtship, simple, meaningful courtship? Our love lives have been downgraded to text speak. So here's the question. Are these changes in tradition cheapening love and romance? Danae Matthews blogs about the adventures of dating for women's health based online. Now, Danae, you're in your 20s, right?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
And you blog about relationships and dating. So how did we lose our traditional footing? What happened?
You know, I think somewhere along the way, this just became a lot easier. I think we mistook maybe being a little bit shy, and this became a great way to kind of get around that. And maybe that's how it started. But now I think that texting is just like a great way to get in contact with someone, and calling is just too much work. So I don't know. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, it's being, you know, tradition is being replaced by technology. So doesn't that make us, or maybe I say you, the younger generation, less intimate, less emotional?
Totally. I mean, I had a one-week misadventure on Match.com, and these guys that would contact me would want to have 5 days of texting back and forth before even going on the date. So by the time we would actually get on the date, I was like, what do we have to talk about? We've been texting for 5 days. Like, I feel like I already know you, and you were boring on text. So I don't know. I don't think it's intimate or exciting anymore.
So what do you suggest then?
I think we should just, I think it's fine technology to get in contact really quick. Hey, I'll meet you there in 5 minutes. That's fine. I just think that we should go back to living our dating lives in the real world, figuring out how to go up to each other and talk to each other and find interesting conversations. You know, hey, you're beautiful and I really like what you're wearing. I would love it if someone came up to me and said that, you know, why not?
Is that what would sweep you off your feet? Is that all it takes?
I think that's what would sweep me off my feet, you know, not a text.
All right. So do you have a date tonight?
I don't have a date yet, but I'm taking applications till 8 o'clock. So,
so
I'm sure something
go.
Will come through.
I just lost it there on the teleprompter. Let me see if I've got my notes here. I'm going to plug it here. Danae's Corner. Okay. That's where you want to go to, folks. Womenshealthbase.com. Do not text her, okay? Somehow try and get
Don't
in touch
me.
With her. That's right. Show up at her door with something. Give her a phone call. Let us know how it goes today.
Yes. Okay, I will.
There you go. Blogger today. Appreciate it so much.
I do, too, because I didn't know. So now here's what happens when it goes bad. Here's the thing that is where it goes bad. Advice after a digital romance disconnects. Here's what you have to know. You thought you found your true love online, but now you've been dumped by text or defriended on Facebook without a peep of explanation. Hours of bad TV in your bathroom haven't helped. Your friends are tired of you whining. Forget a pampering makeover to help heal your broken heart. This Valentine's Day, go for a digital breakover instead. Using a growing number of tech tools to save you from yourself or to sob on a soft shoulder in the ether. Point. Online dating sites and apps for hooking up on it are abundant. Only one of the app stores was recently top 10 downloads for the iPhone was about something other than romantic love, but breakup tech hasn't kept pace. Melissa McGlone in Alexandria, Virginia, turned to the X app after a 3-year relationship ended recently with an unceremonious text. After a weak moment or three of electronically stalking her dumper, she used the text, called an email blocker to hold his digits at bay until she could resist temptation on her own. I no longer humiliate myself by trying to contact him, she said. A divorced mother who was 18 years out of the dating scene when the two met. The free app took off last March with about $3,000. So I'm not quite sure what it's doing, but it's making sure people don't get through to you and that, I don't know, maybe every few seconds it sends out a text that says, hey, you suck. I don't know. Mr. Tech here. I just asked Mr. Tech what's going on here. We got another Valentine's thing here. We might as well just beat it to death. Tech tools for the dating world. Here we go again. Apps help Cupid do his work. With Valentine's Day upon us, application developers have come up with smartphone tools that can do just about anything, sort of guaranteeing you're head over heels in love. There are apps for both the Valentine-ready digital flowers anyone and the Valentine-hungry, including every type of mobile dating tool imaginable. But we're back to the texting thing. You know, you text, 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 you text. And then, wait, I got a thing on flowers. Wait, I got everything here. Wait a second. Let me see. All right. This will play here in a few seconds here if I'm lucky. And this is delivering flowers by plane.
This brings new meaning to the idea of hand-delivered flowers, roses destined for the Arctic. Here, it's not just up to the flower shop to see the order makes it.
You know, you're excited because you want these people to have these beautiful flowers that have come in.
Hovey plans the cargo logistics for flights, and roses have special needs.
We have to try to find kind of the most ideal place in the plane to keep these flowers as you know, cool as possible without getting frozen.
She puts them together and then she
This Yellowknife-based florist also knows Arctic winters and roses don't mix. This order is off to Cambridge Bay.
We've learned to accommodate that by a heavy box, lots of newspaper, and then a plastic wrap, and then on the outside, that silver insulation wrap that is really, really nice.
This package isn't as bulletproof as it may seem. It just gives the bouquets a buffer from the biting cold.
I've got the Hay River one.
The handoff to the airline is swift.
You know, especially in the winter, it's dark and it's white and everything's kind of dreary and sending a little splash of color up to the communities, but you want them to arrive alive.
Year after year, this longtime northern pilot has helped spread his fair share of Valentine's Day across the north.
You know, we're very sensitive to the ladies in the north getting their roses, and we want them best before date. I mean, it's a little easier delivering Easter eggs. They're delicate, but they don't wilt.
Subaru drivers are curious folks, so naturally the people who come into Rancho Grande Subaru in San Luis Obispo tend to ask a lot of questions. One we get a lot about is the Subaru Impreza, particularly after we tell them that the Impreza has symmetrically all-wheel drive while getting 36 miles per gallon. The question people ask most is, can you repeat that? And we say that the Subaru Impreza has symmetrical all-wheel drive and gets 36 miles to the gallon. Then they ask us to repeat again, because they thought they heard us say, the Subaru Impreza has all-wheel drive while getting 36 miles per gallon. And we tell them, yes, you heard right. To which they understandably say, wow. If you have a question about a Subaru, come to Rancho Grande Subaru in Slowtown. We'll be happy to give answers. Right now, lease a 2012 Impreza 2.0i for 39 months for $250 a month with $2,500 due at signing. Call 1-800-SUBARU-3 for lease details or come by Rancho Grande Subaru, 1404 Auto Parkway, San Luis Obispo.
I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a million-dollar smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place. Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenience. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Hearing? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely. With your smile so warm and your cheek so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you. Just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Tony Bennett, the great Tony Bennett, the way you look tonight. I have one more Valentine-y thing right here, and this is our last one. This will play in a few seconds. This is called, what is it called again? Oh, Dealing with Love in the Workplace. All right.
We need environmental protection.
We've got more than 100 years worth of energy right here.
Who's right? They all are. Visit powerandcooperation.com.
Valentine's Day is this week, but for many, their romance may be right in the office. A new Career Builder survey found 38% of workers said they've dated a coworker at least once over the course of their career. 31% of them say their office romance led to marriage. Now, 1 in 5 workers admit to dating the boss at some point, and whether it's the boss or a coworker, 37% say they kept their relationship a secret because many companies may have written or verbal policies regarding office relationships. So Brad Karsh, president of JobBound Training Solutions, says know what the rules are, and most of all, don't violate your company's office dating policy. And if you do, be prepared to feel the career repercussions, which could be a formal reprimand to a transfer out of a department, or in extreme cases, you could be fired. Brad Karsh says make up your own work policy with your significant other about how you'll behave around each other. Always keep it professional in the workplace. Also, if you do wind up working side by side, make sure to remain objective with all the things involving work. Don't play favorites. It doesn't look good for you or your partner with your fellow boss or fellow coworkers. And if for some reason it doesn't work out, Karsh says don't vent or share information about your relationship with your coworkers. Remain mature and respectful. For Top Tips, I'm Allison Kosick.
Thanks, Allison, right there. Of course, you could end up with an office romance that ends up at the altar and then get fired somewhere down the road. You know, that can happen also. You have to be very careful. You have to be very careful and make sure you know what the policies are. So no making out in the storage room and all that. All right. Policies we have. Hi, you're with Bill. This is Talk is Cheap, your Friends and Neighbors Network. It's Valentine's Day. And Tom, Major Tom, sit for a moment, please. Please. Come on. You revealed something to me, and now I'm going to reveal it to the world. And you're going to say, I'm never telling Bill another thing as long as I live. Because we were talking about, Tom and I, we were talking back and forth about the flowers and the people buying flowers here and there and all over town and all like that. But Tom's wife has asked for something I would consider somewhat unique as a Valentine's Day gift.
Well, I guess we'd go for that. But I have to preface the whole thing in saying, Mike, okay. In that she's actually been under the weather for the last couple of days. She got a real bad flu. I guess it's the flu, so I'm assuming that's going around. So she hasn't had...
This doesn't explain what's coming.
No, it doesn't really.
It sounds good.
But it makes it me feel better.
Okay, right, okay.
And that she hasn't had a lot to eat recently because she hasn't... You know, food hasn't been appealing because of being ill. So
I got you.
This morning, though, she woke up and she was feeling much better. And she goes, will you run down to Vaughn's for me? And I said, sure, it's Valentine's Day. Why not? And she goes, pick me up a bagel. I went, okay. And then she goes, but they have these special ones that have melted cheddar cheese and jalapeno peppers. And I went, okay, sure. And she goes, okay. So we could decide. And she wanted some whipped cream cheese. And so I got some of that. She goes, oh, and pick up some bacon.
Some bacon. She wants some bacon to go with it. Tom, when you got home, was your wife holding a dead rabbit?
not that I saw.
Okay.
And both of our dogs are still alive, so that was a good sign, too.
I don't know that much about all these things, but perhaps maybe you're going to become a pop. You say no. Okay. All right, fine. I just checked.
Yeah, we've only been married for, just a little over a year, so.
You only have to be together for one night
to
become a father.
I'm aware of that, yes.
Okay, so. Anyway, that's interesting, because that is a strange combination. You have to, but even haven't eaten for some time. You know,
she's
jalapeno
been,
bagel and cheese and bacon is kind of different.
She's basically been surviving on Gatorade and... Really, I think just about Gatorade, actually, for the last couple of days.
As we all do. Because the one thing about the flu is, you know, you drink, you get used to barfing Gatorade. You know, you get to you have an understanding of it after a while. And there's no sense in changing stuff around, you know. It's one of those things. I'm sorry she's been sick, though. That's a bummer.
Yeah, and I'm trying to keep well.
I was going to say, you're doing all right.
Well, I'm, you know, I've gone through a couple bottles of the soap, and every time I wash and all that kind of stuff, so... And,
you know, what we used to do, my wife and I worked in the markets all the time, we'd use handy wipes a lot, you know, and wipe our hands. And then we would, but you know where else I always put it? I always put it kind of on the inside edge of my nose, figuring that, you know, if people have bacteria, they sneeze or cough.
As they
bacteria,
were trying to climb up your nose?
As they were trying to climb up my nose, maybe I could make a barrier there, you know what I mean? The problem that Nancy didn't like was I just left him up my nose and didn't take him out, and it looked funny. But besides that, I don't know if it worked or not. And then we never got sick, either one of us, in 10 years. So I guess
Something
must have worked, right?
Yeah.
Well, we want to wish you a very happy Valentine's Day, you and your wife, and happy bacon and the bagels.
You and Nancy, too.
Thank you very much, sir. All right. I said that I had to share that because it just seemed like an interesting combo right there. No flowers. I don't candy. I don't have stuff. I need bagels and bacon. Oh, that's so cute. All right. Here's a way to get cliff notes. Here's a way to fudge and get cliff notes and this is from Emma Miller, who's a seventh grader. She wrote from Granger, Indiana. She says, my name is Emma Miller. This is in the paper today. I'm a seventh grader at Covenant Christian School in Mishawaka, Indiana. You remember Mishawaka? My class has started the book A Walk Across America by Peter Jenkins. You may have heard of it. Our teacher asked us to pick a state to learn all about and then to give a report. I chose California because of the beautiful mountains and nice weather. I also love the ocean and shore as well. They call it the shore. I know a little bit about California because I have relatives that live there, but I'd really like to know more about it. I would really love it if you would publish this letter in your town's newspaper so the residents can send me information on what they love about the state and why they love living there. Thanks so much for your time and hope to hear from you soon. Emma Miller in Granger, Indiana. Hopefully the Visitors and Conference Bureau sent out some brochures and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? So here's what we got going on. We're the happiest place in the world, wherever you are. Yeah, that's pretty cute. I liked it. Things that are not as cute are we have a U.S. Aircraft carrier that's on its way to, well, it's not on its way, it's there by Iran. And we're all sitting here wondering what's going to happen there. There's a problem playing this video. Well, we'll try again. I mean, there was a problem playing this video. Play the dang thing, would you? There's a problem playing, try again. I'll keep trying. You think I'm going to say no? You think I'm going to say no? No. This is the USS Abe Lincoln, the Strait of Hormuz, which I have a hat from the USS Abraham Lincoln, by the way. I can't keep trying again, you fool. Let's try something else. Only Bill could have this problem, you know what I'm saying? Do you want to close all the tabs? No. Or just the current tab? Close current tab. Okay, thank you. That way I didn't get rid of my Tony Bennett. All right, now let me see if I go here. And once again, this is one of these out loud. Bill Benica has to deal with the technical problems of his life on with his computer. That's okay, because I figure we're friends now. You know what I mean? And you sympathize, I hope, because I feel really sorry for myself. I'll tell you that. All right, here we go. All right. I don't know what this little 386 or whatever this thing is called. Let's see what we got here. All right, let's see if I got my aircraft carrier story again. Let's try again. Okay, go. Let's go down here. Valentine. Okay, we did all the Valentine stuff. We did everything I had for Valentine's Day. In the news. In the news? No. Politics? No. It's around the world. I think it's around the world. Here it is right here. All right, here we go again. We're going to try again.
At some point.
No, I don't want that. Here we go. Ready?
What if an entire car insurance company was thought up and built and run to save you money? What if that company was Esurance and this wasn't a hypothetical question? Could be coolish. Esurance. Click or call.
Well, I'll be dipped in mud. I've never had this happen again. That's why I'm kind of like surprised about it. There's a problem playing this video. They don't want to, this is apparently all of a sudden became a top secret thing. This is what I'm guessing right now. Is that this was information we weren't supposed to have. So somehow it's been deleted, you know, by the government. Something. I don't know what's happened, but something really weird is up with that. You know the name of this Chinese guy that's visiting, the president there, the guy that's visiting? Not the, his Royal Highness, the Chinese guy. You know, what's his name? Ping Pong. But this guy's name here is, let me tell you what his name is, because it's getting strange. Come on. Come on. You're almost there, buddy. You're almost there. Okay, there's me. Jinping. His name is Jinping. And they have him discussing human rights here, which would have to be somewhat contradictory to anything in the whole wide world. Anyway, so they kind of have him. And then Moody's downgraded everybody here today. Where is this in the news? As if it matters anymore, you know what I mean? As if anybody cares. Ratings agency Moody's Investor Service on Monday downgraded its credit ratings on Italy, Portugal, and Spain. While France, Britain, Austria kept their top rating but had their outlooks dropped to negative from stable. Moody's also cut its ratings on the smaller nations of Slovakia, Slovenia, and Malta. All nine countries are members of the European Union. They're just picking on everybody. We already got screwed by them already. You know, we already got told we're no good. So thanks a lot. Fine, thanks a lot. You think you get a special recompense for the fact that they're located here. You think you'd get a special deal on that, but no. Nothing. No special deals at all. So I think that's really too bad. I wanted to find out about the aircraft carrier that was over in Iran. Now, there's something else I can tell you about. Is there something in sports I want to share with you today? I thought I did. I thought I made a thing. Oh, yeah, here's Randy Moss. Says he wants to play ball again. He retired, 6 months ago. And he played really well, by the way. And so his agent, Joe Siegel, wouldn't go into details, but said, well, we've discussed it. So he's considering maybe like to do that. Last played in 2010, getting traded by the New England Patriots for the Minnesota Vikings before finishing the season with Tennessee. That year he had a career low of 28 catches and 393 yards. It's one of those things where, it's kind of like a Brett Favre and some of these people. There's a time to say I'm done. There's a time to say, that I've run through my peak. And as everybody at the end signs up for one last, they'll sign with a new team for one last season. And they should have just stopped. They should have just stopped. And then 49ers receiver Freddie Solomon, also a Miami Dolphins player, known as Fabulous Freddie, died, and he was not very old. He was 59 years old. He had cancer. So that's that. Anything else I have in the sports now? So that's what's going on sports-wise. Can't believe I can't get my story about the thing there. Right there. Alright, other things are happening in the world today. Other things that are going on. I thought this was quite interesting because this is something we've all, you know, it's been bandied about, you know, with this idea of medical marijuana. And so here's a story here out of Oakland. Taxes on medical marijuana help shore up shrinking budgets. Cities such as Oakland depend on the income to balance their budgets. As a stubborn economic downturn has forced the city to take painful steps to balance the budget, it's increasingly turned to one of its newer industries to raise revenues, medical marijuana dispensaries. The city has raised taxes on marijuana dispensaries several times in the last few years, and last year collected $1.4 million in taxes from them, nearly 3% of all the business taxes it collected. What are we doing wrong? Why don't we all just say, okay, let's just figure it all out? What are we doing here? I don't get it. They're talking about smuggling cash in bulk form from Mexico and how tough that is. Okay. Everything's going on. Oh, this is bad. This is not good. Greek doctors are fighting a new and invisible foe every day at their hospitals, a pneumonia-causing superbug that most existing antibiotics can't kill. They always talk about this happening. They make movies about it and stuff. The culprit is spreading through health centers already weighed down by a shortage of nurses. The hospital-acquired germ killed as many as half of people with blood cancers infected at the hospital in Athens, which is a 500-bed facility. You know what we have to do again? I just think I'm in the mood. I think it's the right time to do it, and I think we need to do it for ourselves is basically what it comes down to, and we will.
Please be my Valentine. I'll be yours, and you'll be mine. Roses are red and sky is blue. Yes, you like me, and I like you. Can't you see that I like you? Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Nothing's better in the end than having you as a friend. Oh, please be my Valentine. I'll be yours and you'll be mine. Roses are red and sky is blue. Yes, you like me and I like you. Hold my hand, it gets all sweaty. My legs, they wobble like spaghetti. My heart's beating like a two-bass drum. If this is love, it sure feels fun. Please be my Valentine. I'll be yours, and you'll be mine. Roses are red and sky is blue. Yes, you like me, and I like you. Friendship shows. Well, you like spinach and I like peas. Well, I even like your knobby knees. Please be my Valentine. I'll be yours and you'll be mine. Roses are red and sky is blue. Yes, you like me and I like you. You like me and I like you. Roses are red and the sky is blue. I'll be yours, you'll be mine. Oh, please be my Valentine. My Valentine, I'll be yours and you'll be mine. Roses are red and sky is blue. Yes, you like me and I like you. Yes, you like me and I like you.
Iberico ham. When I was alone, your fattiness in my lips made me understand who you are. When I introduced your meat with that beautiful flavor of the acorns you ate before we sacrificed you, my mouth has an explosion of desire towards you, your meat, your body. Dear Iberico Ham, I want you to know that my life wouldn't be what it is today without you.
Dear Sharp Knife, my love for you is immeasurable. The way you slide effortlessly through my sweet peppers without bruising, separating the cells in such a way that not a drop of moisture weeps from it. When I carve a perfect roast, thin as ever, and the texture is perfect because you have done your work. Sharpening you properly makes me care for every piece of food I touch with my hand and then with your blade. Thank you, Sharp Knife.
Oh, humble egg, you're so versatile, so voluptuous. You nourish me in so many ways. I fry you and I scramble you. I love to poach you or soft boil you and dip little soldiers in you of whole wheat toast with a little bit of butter. A little truffle oil doesn't hurt either, if you know what I mean. I just think you're perfect. You're perfect as you are. Never change. Thank you, dear egg. I love you dearly.
My little bunny rabbits, I grew up watching you go through the family farm and now in my vineyards. I love you. You're cute. But you know what? You're absolutely delectable with your jacket off, right? And your parts apart, your loins so tender and your all white meat. If I could do anything, I would make bunnies hop onto every table in America. You are my very favorite, Monsieur Lapin, Cornelio, however you are. I love you to death.
Szechuan peppercorns, you know, you are without a doubt the love of my life. I miss you dearly now. I wish I had some. When I'm eating other spices, I feel like I'm cheating on you, and I lust after your flavor, and I love how my face just goes completely numb. I always think that I could just have some Szechuan peppercorn if I go to the dentist. I won't need Novocaine, but, you know, I love what you do to me. I love what you do to my food. I love how you excite me. You're like an aphrodisiac and a drug all at once. You know, you're the. If I could marry you, I would.
Shrimp, I love you, and I love you because your heads, your tails, your shells taste better than you taste. Unbelievable. To you, shrimp.
I love you, fried fish sandwich. I mean, I just love the way that that batter gets all over my hands and I can smell you even after I make you. And then when I put you in the fryer and I'm frying you in pork fat, even though you're a fish sandwich, you meet that beautiful lard that you're cooking in and you get really crispy, and I'm getting goosebumps talking about you. I really am. And you get bubbly, and I can hear you, and I can smell you, and all of my senses are right there. And then I pull you out. I save you from the deep depth of a fryer, and then I squeeze lemon all over you. I'm just getting bigger goosebumps right now. And then I eat you.
Dear clam on the half shell, I love you. You are my last meal on earth. I just want a big bucket of giant-sized cherry stone clams and a nice, sharp clam knife. A little bit of lemon so that every once in a while I can squirt a little on. Not always, though. I like you in your natural state. Briny, salty, chewy, delicious. I love you.
Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh. Don't worry, ooh, 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 ooh. Be happy.
Hey, give give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Be happy now.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Hey, happy Valentine's Day, for gosh sakes. I'm Bill Beckett. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be together again tomorrow at noon on the 15th. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise. All lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise. The mortals who stand beside an angel like her.
I saw her face and I ascended out of the commonplace.
Won't you answer this fervent prayer?